Hello and welcome. You're watching the news. I'm Gargi Rawat. Coming up ahead, the CBI will take over the probe in the Odisha train tragedy as people continue to search for their loved ones. On the wrestler's story, the wrestlers have rejoined work, but their protests continue. Also, the Rajasthan Chief Minister has announced more SOPs. All that coming up over the next half hour. Let's take a look at the headlines we're tracking. The CBI to probe the Odisha train tragedy as the railway police file an FIR with charges of causing death by negligence and endangering lives. Congress President Kharge, though, writes to the Prime Minister saying the CBI cannot fix accountability for technical, institutional and political failures. And even as questions swirl about what caused the train tragedy for families, the trauma continues. A man who finally identified the body of his wife is yet to find his daughter. Around 100 bodies are still to be claimed from the mortuaries. Protesting wrestlers today hit back at rumours that they had called off their protests against BJP MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. The wrestlers, though, did rejoin work at the railways. Sakshi Malik says there was no breakthrough in the meeting they held with Home Minister Amit Shah on Saturday night. Jailed gangster Mukhtar Ansari convicted and sentenced to life imprisonment by Varanasi court in a 32-year-old murder case involving a Congress leader. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot's latest sob, gas cylinders for 500 rupees. Will it be a game changer for the Congress ahead of the elections? And on Environment Day today, the focus on plastic pollution and ways to reduce it.